In the current political climate, there's little room for discussing climate change. But in my 40 years of living in Vermont, this is the warmest fall I've ever experienced. And each year, spring seems to come just a little bit earlier. Now that it's apple harvest time, I'm reminded of how precious this year's apple crop is. This past spring, warm days came earlier than usual, and many apple blossoms opened too soon. Then there came a cold snap that caught the flowers off guard, and each flower that was lost was an apple lost. An orchardist for more than 40 years, my husband has seen the apple season become longer in recent years and calls this climate disruption. This year's fall foliage has been stunning, with exceptional color holding tight to the hillsides so we can enjoy the display just a little bit longer. But this gift of long-lasting color is due to this year's drought, another indicator of climate disruption. Still, here I am, enjoying red and gold trees gracing the Vermont landscape, and I'm grateful to be eating one of my favorite apples. The Hudson's Golden Gem is a bright, burnished apple, tasting of pear and apple all at once. This apple variety satisfies my desire for both fruits, and I imagine that Pomona, the Roman goddess of fruit, would have chosen this apple to match her own beauty. With golden skin and a blush of red from this year's extra warm summer, this apple is as pretty as any bright, shiny object that I know of. Except maybe a few other apples, such as the Blue Permaine, Hidden Rose, Black Oxford, Maiden's Blush, Ashmead's Kernel, Lady Apple, Winter Banana, and Orleans Rainette. In Ode to the Apple, the poet Pablo Neruda said, "I want to see the population of the entire world, united, reunited, enjoying the simplest act on earth, eating an apple." Now I understand why my husband works so hard during the harvest to bring one beautiful apple to my lips and bring 120 apple varieties to all the pilgrims who make the journey to the orchard to find these rare apples at this ephemeral time of the year. As I savor the sweet taste of my golden apple, I'm mindful of how the warmth of just one spring day arriving a little bit too early can impact such an iconic American fruit as the apple.